World Peace, paragraphs 66 to 72. A musician must make his music. An artist must paint. A poet must write if he is to ultimately be at peace with himself. Abraham Maslow. Paragraph 66. World peace can be attained only by changing our basic paradigms about emotions and sexuality, for they condition our views upon violence and how we handle this major problem in its manifold manifestations as domestic violence, street violence, gang violence, in-group versus out-group violence, racial and ideological violence, sexual violence, official, governmental, military, or police violence, and structural violence. Paragraph 67. All research done over the last decades on the origin and the roots of violence points to violence being a direct result of repressing our natural pleasure function and the establishment within patriarchy of rigid moralistic behavior rules. Pleasure, joy, and sexual excitement are essential for bringing about novelty in individual and collective life patterns and the bioenergetic exchange between organisms. This is independent of sex and age, and it is valid for people from all walks of life and belonging to all races and cultures. Paragraph 68. When natural body pleasure is thwarted and man thus deprived of tactile stimulation, a secondary drive structure builds up that is violent and destructive. This secondary drive structure that is fed by stuck and pent up bioenergy rigidifies over time into a character armor that impedes man from feeling and thus inhibits important functions in the human character that are empathy and compassion. This is how man could become the violent beast he is today, ruthlessly building in-group empires that shut out millions of people and dozens of nations and that expand on the price of genocide and public insanity. Paragraph 69. Man is not by nature violent and destructive. Paragraph 70. Those who believe in the myth of man being naturally violent build their worldview upon myths and a manipulative history science that deliberately overlooks the fact that before patriarchy came up, about 5,000 years ago, most peoples of the world lived in peace and fruitful exchanges while they maintained partnership economies instead of dominator economies. Paragraph 71. Partnership cultures do not establish strict moralistic behavior rules. They simply comply with the golden rule to not do to another what one wishes not to suffer oneself. Anthropological and cross-cultural research has shown that a tiny rest of these cultures luckily survived until this day, one of them being the Dobrian culture in Papua New Guinea, another being the Murya tribe in India. These cultures have in common that they do not interfere with the emotions and sexual behavior of their children and thus practice what today is called a permissive education. These cultures raise their children with great respect of natural biological growth cycles. Thus, for example, puberty is naturally the period where the child takes a leave from his or her parents, marries, and engages in a professional career, as this was still the case in the Middle Ages in Europe, but was afterwards completely eroded by the extended educational cycle as part of mechanistic and alienating industrial culture. Paragraph 72. Today's postmodern international consumer culture, as the worldwide exportation of traditional and ultra-conservative Western values, is a perverse upside-down movement that replaces life by a form of collective psychosis and rampant violence, and that is based on denial and ignorance. Denial of our natural pleasure function and ignorance about the most fundamental scientific and spiritual patterns of living. For the peace agenda of a future enlightened society, the following essential points have inter alia to be considered. Emotional and sexual freedom for children and adolescents. Emotional and sexual freedom for the elder. Respect and recognition of our natural bisexuality. Recognition of the ether and parallel universes. A unified field theory for the cosmic life energy. Expert advice for contraception and abortion. Respect of every state's territorial and political integrity. Worldwide training of cross-cultural communication. Worldwide free of charge student exchanges. Scientific study of life after death and cosmic life cycles.